Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Oh, yeah, it's a great day to embrace the noise of summer. On the Amy Beth Berkley Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? We're going to take a little kickback from the usual politics and woes of the world. Boy, do we need a respite, right, from all the tumult. We're going to celebrate with some great summer music and talk music with singer-songwriter Joseph Eid, all coming up. Love to get you in the mix, too. You're listening live. It is Tuesday, August 6th. It's 12 noon out west. 2 p.m. Central, 3 o'clock here in the East. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Hey, Twitter, you know, is 24/7, so live or on podcast, jump in there at AB Rights. And if you find yourself listening live for the broadcast, you can join us on the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box as well. It's being held by the talented, tenacious TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, and Mill at headquarters. The show is brought to you in part today by Dunkin'. The universe runs on Dunkin'. Refresh yourself with a great selection of ice coladas and iced teas. The universe runs on Dunkin'. And by our friends at PopNet. Arts, culture, conversation, on air, online. They're up and running 24/7. Yes, they do feature select editions of the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show and those robust roundtables. So kick back with something cool to drink and let's get into that summertime mood. Here is Joseph Eid's latest single. It's a happy, peppy summertime tune. It's called Listening to Madonna. Joseph Eid kicks open the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Welcome. song from Joseph Eid on the Amy Beth Oakley Show. We're lucky to have singer-songwriter Joseph with us here today. Hey, Joe, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on that happy, peppy tune.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. So let's talk a little bit about the inspiration for this song. I mean, it's a feel-good, certainly great summer poppy song, but what was the inspiration for it?
You know, it was just one of those things where I seriously, like, I wrote it exactly one summer ago, so I wrote it last year, and I was just feeling that mode of kind of like summer fun, and I was sitting in my apartment and just thinking about, you know, just thinking about memories of being a kid and what it was like, you know, to grow up in the 80s and MTV and stuff like that, and just wanted to share an experience of a kid and somebody who just felt you know, like a little bit different as a kid, and just wanted to write a song about that experience. And honestly, it just kind of like came out. It just like all poured out when I just started with that first line, all the memories, everything. So, you know, it's just hard to tell sometimes where this stuff comes from.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I know as a writer, I sometimes don't know where it comes from either, so I get it. But it's good when it happens organically and it just materializes.
Yeah.
So there you go. And you have a great... It's a catchy sound, and it does have that summer feel to it, and a little nostalgic. It does sort of harken back to the 80s and 90s groove, which is good. So you got that in there. And I noticed from some of the other songs I've got to sample from you that a lot of your songs are a little more in the you know, traditional singer-songwriter mode. They're a little more reflective. It's a different kind of vibe. Nothing wrong with versatility by any means, but this is just kind of a departure. Was it because you thought it would be more commercial, or as you said, it just sort of came to you and that it is what it is?
Yes, and you know, it's funny, like when I play it acoustic, just me and my acoustic guitar, it's very much in line and sounds very much like in line with all my other stuff. It's just that when I went to the studio to produce this, I knew that I wanted a more of a, like a folk pop, folk rock sound than my usual just leaning more towards folk, you know, so it just felt that way. That chorus just needed to kind of like really, really drive, you know, so we just decided, hey, let's just go more pop with this one.
That's great, yeah. And, you know, songs, you're right, songs can sound different the way you play it. I know I saw on PBS they had a Neil Diamond concert they were playing, and he wrote I'm a Believer, the big hit for the Monkees, and he came out and sang it like an acoustic version, and then he would talk about how the Monkees have hit, and then he rocked it out too. So, yeah, obviously you can slow things down and then play different way. But your general feel,
totally.
You've been doing this for a while, is more in that singer-songwriter folky mode, as you said. What were your crucial inspirations growing up? Who were your musical influences?
You know, honestly, like, I think what makes my sound what it is and kind of uniquely me, and I always describe it as folk pop, and I know it's a general term, but I was influenced by folk musicians and singer-songwriters as well as a lot of pop artists. So I remember, like, growing up, like, when I was in high school, I remember a couple of us were really into the Indigo Girls, and I don't know if you've heard of that band, but they're a duo that been around forever. And we were just, like, fascinated by this sound and this incredible guitar work and just such depth in the writing, you know. And then I got into folk music through them, and then just like singer-songwriters like old school, like Fleetwood Mac and Jackson Browne and And Billy Joel, and then of course Bob Dylan has been a huge, huge influence on me lyrically and musically. And then merge that with the backdrop of where, you know, the time that I was growing up and kind of waking up to life, which was the 80s, and you know, being influenced by artists like Michael Jackson, Madonna, and Prince, and George Michael, and you know, all those songs were just like great songs. So my sound is really a kind of melding and joining forces of those two genres.
Yeah, well, it's cool because it's true, especially as a kid, and throughout your life, too, if you're open to it, you kind of absorb all this stuff
yeah.
like a sponge, and you take it all in, and then what comes out as an artist later on is your own, like you said, it's an amalgam of all these things
yeah.
with your own spin on it, it's your own voice, so you are your own unique voice, of course. It's just interesting to see how people, what percolates and what makes you tick and what comes up. It's so interesting and fascinating
yeah.
if you let yourself develop and become the artist that you really are, which is great. Talk about your journey in terms of working at it. You know, sometimes music is it's a great field, of course, in terms of giving people a lot of pleasure, but it can be, and now the way the world works, it's in some ways it's a double-edged deal, right? Because on the one hand, it's easier to
yep.
get your work into the world. On the other hand, it's harder to stand out. You don't have gatekeepers and all that
yes.
as much. So talk about your journey and how you have progressed and what's the path been like for you.
Yeah, that is such a great question, and I cannot say that it has been easy. It's been incredible and a lot of fun, and there's been some great highlights, but it's been a hard journey, and it's interesting, but when I was in my 20s and just kind of like dreaming about my career and where it would go, you know, I had really huge aspirations. I was like, you know, I want to be like John Mayer level, and you know,
yeah.
this is where I'm going. And not that I've let go of those dreams, but what's interesting and what happens is the more professional you become and the more experienced you become, and the more you write and perform, you start to realize really the ultimate dream is to make a living doing the thing you love the most, you know, is to be able to do it all the time. That's all we all really want, you know. The fame and the extreme wealth is one thing, but really you want to turn your passion into a career. And that, I can honestly say, after many years of doing it, is kind of starting to happen for me in the way that I'm, you know, being paid to play music and to write music. And sometimes it doesn't, you know, you don't quite make the month and you have to do other things, but that is the real dream, and that I now see is very doable in today's world. You just have to find your own voice, your own, you know, niche, and you know, there are going to be people that like you, there are going to be people that don't like what you're doing, but it doesn't matter, because there's certainly enough people in this world to be able to support the career of, like, you know, one artist. And find your,
yeah.
and find your crew.
Perfect. No, I think that's a great way to describe it. And I think, you know, it's true, as you mature, you realize what's really important. And it's the process. It's, as you said, you want to make a living doing what you love, but it doesn't have to be the most exuberant
yeah.
living or extravagant living.
Yeah.
But if you love it, you do it. And, of course, you know, I always say, because I'm a writer, I also work with people as a counselor and a creativity coach, I say if you don't love what you're doing, a lot of people are artists or aspiring mm. artists, find something else that you do love, because it's not something to do. A lot of people
totally.
Have this notion that being a writer or being an artist, being a musician, it's glamorous. I mean, no. Let's dispel that myth.
You know.
It's not glamorous. I know. Believe me, I know. There's a lot of easier
know.
Ways to
I mean,
make
if
a living.
You don't,
you know, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, in the end, if the reward is not in the actual action of doing it, then you better stop, because it's a long road. And, you know, for me, it's always, the reward is always in writing the song. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
And that feeling of
yeah.
just having a thought and then, like, manifesting it is just, there it is. Now, everything else would be great
yeah.
for us, you know, to make a lot of money doing it.
Absolutely. No, that's right. But you got to love what you're doing. You got to love the process. Because I always say, if you fall in love with the process, you really
yes.
can't fail. Because even if it doesn't succeed the
yeah.
way you hoped it would or wanted to or whatever, you're still going to have that thing. You're going to have that song, that story, that book, that whatever. But that's
okay.
a lot of work to get to that point. So don't think that it's going to be an easy road. So if you love it, you got to do it. You're compelled to do it. Then on your way, and you'll embrace the challenges, or at least find ways to circumvent
yes.
them. But if you're not really, heart isn't really fully in it, then, you know, do it on the side as a hobby, but find something else as a bigger passion, because there are easier ways to
totally.
Make a go of it in
you
the world.
As
a, yeah, exactly. You won't last. What about, so you like writing songs, obviously. You like performing, too. I mean, is it an equal thing, or do you like one over the other?
I think if I had to choose, if someone said, well, you have to be a performer, you have to be a songwriter, then I would choose being a songwriter. I love to perform. I absolutely love it, and it's just been such a great journey. But my first passion will always be songwriting. I mean, I remember being 6 years old and just writing a poem and asking my parents if I could share it with their friends. But it was just this thing of being able to put into words. So for me, songwriting, if somebody else ends up singing my songs, it would be equally satisfying for me to know that the song has, you know, has a life.
Yeah. Now, do you find when you're performing, do you set aside time where I'm just writing, or does it work out like, you know, if I'm also on the road and performing, I'm also writing, or is writing come first and then I'm just concentrating on that? How do you divide your time up that way?
It kind of goes together for me. There's never really been a time where I've just stopped performing for a long period or stopped writing for a long period. It's just like, as you know, as a writer, it's kind of like writing is like breathing. So even if you don't, you know, you're not able to write anything in a week or something, you're eventually going to. It's a way that we cope. It's a way that we kind of exist, you know. So that's always happening in some way. And performing actually always ends up being coupled with it, because when I write something new, I'm always eager to perform it for somebody. So whether it's like a house concert or a big club, or, you know, just for a few friends, performing kind of goes hand in hand with it. Yeah.
How do you design your performing schedule? Is it something that you have other people helping you book it, or are you still booking yourself, or how does that work for you?
Mostly booking myself, and it's been really wonderful in the last few years. Like, I would say in the last 5 years especially, kind of really gotten much better at booking myself, whether it's for private parties or public events. Mostly right now I'm focusing on more private events, like weddings, birthday parties, stuff like that, just because it really helps me pay the bills. And house concerts, I love it when people, you know, invite me to their home to play for, you know, a party that they're having or what have you. And the club events, I will kind of keep to like maybe one a month. But, you know, there's like summertime is great, hotels and everybody's kind of into the live music thing. So I'm focusing a lot on that right now. And it kind of, there's definitely bookers that reach out to me, but I'm not working with like one person exclusively. Just, you know, when you do it long enough, people just start to kind of reach out to you, and it's, you know, it feels great.
You have your network. Yeah. Do you have any wish lists on your, you know, for the future in terms of people you'd like to perform with or collaborate with?
Yes. Oh my. I don't usually co-write, but when I do, you know, it's such a sacred like thing that I don't know how it would turn out with people, but I would love to work with, with Indigo Girls would be amazing. They're still putting out amazing music. I'd love to write something with them or have them like sing on a record of mine. I would love to work with John Mayer on something. I just kind of picture him coming up with a cool riff and me writing on top of that and just performing something with him. I think he's a very talented guy. And I think, you know, hopefully Madonna's heard this song. I was definitely a huge fan growing up. And she had a big influence on me just as a, you know, culturally. And I always really admired her fearlessness in life and just kind of like just doing what she wants to do, like her or not, like you got to respect that. And I would love to be in a room with that woman and write something, you know, that would be pretty cool. So that's kind of my wish list right there.
Yeah, Yeah, she's definitely the master of reinvention, right, and marketing and all of that. Cause
yes.
We can all learn something from her as that goes. And you're right, fearless is a very good quality for anybody in any arts to just go for it, because you're always going to have naysayers, and you'll have your cheerleading people too, but, you know, and fans. But you got to go for what you want to go for. Yeah,
and, you know, like they say, like, you kind of know that you're on the right track when people start to like, there's some people that come out of the woodworks and resist what you're doing. Because then you're starting to have a little bit more of, you know, it's not just your friends and network that's listening to you. It's random people. And in this random world, there are some people that, you know, will come up and be like, I don't like this. And that's a good sign because you're like, hey, I'm reaching more people. That's good.
I agree. I always say you got to get a bad review or two. Otherwise, people will think it's just your family. Right.
Exactly.
You got to, you never know. But, yeah, you got to have the spirit. And I can tell from talking with you, you have that passion. And that's the key, really, that'll take you down a long road, I think. You got to love it, love the process, love the doing it, and love sharing it with people. And music is such a great thing. I mean, I'd love to come back as a singer, songwriter. I just, you know, if I didn't sound like Lucy Ricardo, you remember the old Lucy show? I Love Lucy. Remember those tweets where she couldn't sing?
Yeah, it's true.
If I didn't sing like Lucy Ricardo, I would do that, but I have to write other kinds of things because I can't. But I love music, and I think it's healing, and I think we need so much of that good stuff in the world. I mean, a lot of times on our show, we talk about what's going on in the world, and, you know, we have a general conversation and different people, and we talk to a lot of musicians and artists, too, but music is such a healing force, and it's so important to so many people, and I think it cuts through a lot of the crapola, you know, it cuts through socioeconomic,
totally.
It cuts through political parties, you can really cut to the chase with it, and cut through a lot of the stuff,
and
I think we need that
truly
now.
And it truly can unite people, because, you know, you can, I've played for such different groups that, you know, maybe in a room at a party, I would maybe not be on the same wavelength with them, and we might have not see things eye to eye, but when I'm playing music for them or we're just sharing in that thing, that's like a beautiful thing. And we are just on that same page. And that's what music does. It's like, I don't really care what you think about this or that. Right now we are enjoying some music together. That's you're right.
It's so important. It really can uplift and heal people, and it's so important. So keep doing what you're doing and spreading that joy, because I think it's so important. I know we have another song.
Thank you.
Called Diary, which came out a couple of years ago on your EP, Watch It Fall. Give us a setup. Is there a setup to this song?
This is a song about, very simply, about someone reading something that they shouldn't have read, something personal that was not meant for them. And just kind of, you know, that's basically the setup. And you know, that once you do that, there's no going back. And it's a huge break of trust. And whether those things were true or not, you know, our thoughts are our own. And if you write something in your journal, then it should stay there. So that it's a funny little, it's funny, but it's also, you know,
questionary
tale. You know, point. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So where can people, before we play it, where can people get your information if they want to find out more about your songs, where they can get your music, and maybe where you're performing? Do you have a website?
Yeah, the website is actually the best place, because it kind of funnels you to iTunes and Spotify. And also, I do this thing. I do custom songwriting for people as well, for special events. So if, like, you wanted to write a song for your boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, or mother or daughter or whatever, we have a little interview, and I basically write a song from scratch. And that's also my website. It's a thing I enjoy doing. So, yeah, they can just go to – you guys can go to josepheidmusic.com, josepheidmusic.com, and there's tons of videos on there and more info and ways that you can contact me directly.
Terrific. I'll post the link, and when we have the podcast, which will be up and running a bit later in the day. And in the meantime, here is the new the other one, not the new one, the new one, the one we already heard. But this one's called Diary. Joseph Eid, hey, thanks so much for spending time with us. Really enjoyed the conversation, and I love your music. Keep going, and please come back and see us again. Okay, Joseph?
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to talk to you.
You're very welcome. Here's Joseph Eid and Diary on the Anita Tarquisha.
own mind, and you saw what you didn't want to see. Every little secret that was mine turned up to the highest degree. Didn't anybody tell you? Didn't anybody tell you? Didn't anybody tell you not to cry? But you did it anyhow. You crossed that line to sacred ground, and you opened up Pandora's box. Now you're tortured by your thoughts, and you don't know what to. You read. I admit it, we were falling apart, but you only saw what you wanted to see, and I tried to give it to you from my heart, but you didn't want to take it from me. Now did you ever think to ask me, or start a conversation? You did it out of luck, and you broke down every wall we shared when you betrayed my trust. And now you're swimming up a stream trying to save us, but it's too late,
too late,
'cause it's in my
head.
You gotta live,
you gotta live with what you did.
Better hurry, 'cause it may not last. Did I hear you say that?
We're getting back to the 80s, Bananarama and Cruel Summer for Betsy on the Amy Beth Arguey Show. Come and Get It from Badfinger and Joseph Eid, Diary from his EP Watch It Fall. I like his sound, don't you? Details at josepheidmusic.com. We'll post that link for you along with the podcast when it becomes available. Hey, we're kicking back and indulging in the noise of summer. No politics, no woes of the world, just a little oasis celebrating music and good thoughts these days. Something on your mind? Twitter is AB Wrights, phone line 347-857-4505. Should you find yourself listening live on Tuesday, August 6th, we also have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box available, where Kirk says, hey, miss you, love the shows live, listening right now, and wish you were on every day. Good stuff. Hey, Kirk, more shows coming in the fall, of course, but not every day. You know, we do it once or twice a week when we can because I got a busy schedule, but we'll do what we can. Lots of good stuff coming in the offing. But thanks for checking in. And Darcy, also on PopNet Chatbook, says, hey, another good conversation, AB. Thank you for joining us and sharing Joseph with us. Good stuff indeed. Hey, thank you so much, Darcy. Let's keep this summertime feel-good going. This one, a nitty-gritty one, from the Love and Spoonful for Peter and also for Hank. Thanks, guys, for chiming in.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Keep out the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, if that's all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
summertime blues.
Like a couple of days on the beach, that's all.
It's summertime, 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 summertime. It's summertime.
By the
Clifton by the Pool, Dire Straits on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. The Jamies for Pearly in Summertime, Summertime. Getting Gritty with The Who, doing their version of Summertime Blues. And speaking of grit, Summer in the City from The Lovin' Spoonful. It is the Amy Beth Arkley Show. We're just sitting back and rocking around with the noise of summer. Never mind the tumult out there in the world. Sometimes you need a little music to just kick back and enjoy. And sometimes, as you think about summer's past, you might want to check into the Memory Motel. Here's a classic from the Stones for Johnny Fever's Hangover. And for Alice, it's the Memory Motel from the Stones. I'm Amy Beth Arkley Show.
Oh, 15 states. If the woman sings the fate out of my mind.
besides everything here in the summer, Elvis Costello on the Amy Beth Barclay Show and that classic from the Stones, Memory Motel, as we celebrate the noise of summer. Thanks for joining us on the special pop-up summer show, along with Joseph Eve, the singer-songwriter. I like his sound. Details at his website, josephevemusic.com. Find out more about his single, Listening to Madonna, performances, videos, etc. And we will post a link for you when the podcast becomes available. We'll post that link too. Don't forget, all the shows are archived as such. Follow the Amy Beth Barclay Show wherever you get your podcasts, from Mixcloud to Stitcher, iTunes to NetNow. And all roads, by the way, lead back to our website, amybetharclay.com. That's the place for the Inspiration to Action Challenge success stories. Keep them coming, of course. We'll re-embrace those in the fall. And you can also peruse the Eliza Gordon Mysteries and other goodies up for grabs there. One-stop shopping at the website, your guest suggestions, big story, and Forgotten 45 requests in the mix as well. New shows coming up in September with some great guests, conversations, the usual cultural cacophony and politics, all of that. But sometimes it's fun to just take a break from just enjoy the music. Did that today. So thanks for joining us. TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora and ML headquarters, thank you so much for keeping us moving. I hope you have the rest of a great summer for yourself. I think we're done until September, but you never know. We might have a pop-up here and there. We'll see. But in the meantime, please drive safe, play nice, dream big, and please take care of each other, will you? And come back and see us. On the Amy Beth Arkley Show, I'm going to leave you with a summer breeze from Seals and Crofts. Believe me, I love you all. Take care, and thank you so much.
Friday night, little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's all right.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walked on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there, a care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen, food's cooking on the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Makes me feel fine, going through the jasmine in my mind.